Well, USDA has extended the comment period to the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration's proposed rule on livestock marketing for another 90 days. The proposed rule suggests major changes to improve fairness in the marketing for livestock and poultry, according to USDA Undersecretary Jim Miller.
This administration is always interested in getting the maximum level of input, particularly from those that are going to be impacted by the various rules and regulations that it promulgates. And this is an opportunity, given the complexity of this rule, I believe, to ensure that everyone that is impacted by it has a full opportunity to participate in the rulemaking process.
During a House Ag Subcommittee last week, both Democrats and Republicans expressed to USDA that the scope of the proposed rule goes well beyond what Congress intended under the 2008 Farm Bill. And while groups like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Council, and American Farm Bureau are pleased the extension was granted, they also realized the proposed rule on the buying and selling of livestock and poultry will be a disaster for producers. Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA, said on the surface, the rule has the potential to take the beef industry back 30 years by stifling innovative efforts of U.S. cattle producers to add value and enhance the quality and safety of their products for consumers in the U.S. and abroad. So the comment period for the new proposed rules for the Packers and Stockyards Act will now run until November 22nd to give everyone more time to respond to the rule changes. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.